This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations General Assembly voted on Thursday to suspend Russia from the body's Human Rights Council over atrocities it's accused of committing in Ukraine. In a vote of 93 to 24, the Assembly suspended Russia for what it called gross and systematic violations of human rights, violations of international law committed against Ukraine. 58 members abstained from voting. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admonished the UN Security Council in a video address for its inaction in stopping Russia's war against his country. He called for Moscow to face accountability for crimes it has carried out there. Following the vote, Russia's deputy UN ambassador said Moscow had taken its own decision to end its membership in the Human Rights Council and did not want to remain with Western states whom he accused of carrying out or abetting human rights abuses of their own. The United States Senate on Thursday confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court on a vote of 53 to 47. The decision will make Jackson the first black woman to serve on the court and only the third black justice in the court's history. Jackson's confirmation will also mean the court will have four women for the first time in history. She will join Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, nominated Jackson to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. She clerked for Jackson earlier in her career, and Jackson will take that seat this summer when Breyer retires. This is VOA News. NATO nations have agreed to ramp up weapons supplies to Ukraine amid reports of Russian atrocities and fears that Moscow's ready to launch another offensive. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
As he arrived at the alliance's Brussels headquarters, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said his agenda was simple.
It's weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and other allied nation officials then agreed to step up support, including high-tech arms.
We have a strong sense of urgency.
So does Kuleba.
Either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least two people were killed and several more wounded Thursday in Tel Aviv after a shooter opened fire at a central bar. A local ambulance service said it had had reports of several shootings around the downtown district and had transported six people to the hospital with serious injuries. A local hospital said in a statement that it had received 10 wounded people into its trauma room and that two had died. The motive for the attack was not clear. Tensions have been high in Israel after several recent attacks by Palestinians that have killed 11 people. The administration of Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said he was monitoring the situation from military headquarters in downtown Tel Aviv. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Yemen on Thursday announced a return of their ambassadors to Lebanon in a sign of improving ties. It hit rock bottom last year when the kingdom and other Gulf states withdrew their envoys. Saudi Arabia and fellow wealthy Gulf states were once major donors for Lebanon, but relations have been strained for years by the growing influence of the Iran-backed Hezbollah movement. New York State's Attorney General asked a court Thursday to hold former U.S. President Donald Trump in contempt and fine him $10,000 per day for failing to comply with a subpoena for documents in an ongoing civil investigation into his business practices. Attorney General Letitia James argued in court papers that Trump should be fined after he missed a March 31st court-imposed deadline to turn over those documents. And recapping our top story for the hour, the UN General Assembly voted today to suspend Russia from the body's Human Rights Council over atrocities it's accused of committing in Ukraine. The vote count was 93 to 24, and 58 members abstained from voting. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said Moscow had taken its own decision to end its membership in the council. Marissa Melton.